Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
New information emerging after that deadly attack in New Orleans. Pickup truck intentionally slammed into partygoers around 3 a.m. this morning, New Orleans time, killing 10 people, injuring 35 more. The truck was registered in Texas. Live update now from CBS.
CBS News special report.
We know there was a lot of bodies laying on the ground.
A mass casualty attack in New Orleans early this morning, where police say a man rammed his pickup truck into a crowd of people on Bourbon Street, killing 10 and injuring more than 30. Bystanders rushed to help.
There were some people we put into the hotel for assistance. The scene was just horrific.
Police Commissioner Ann Kirkpatrick.
A man driving a pickup truck down Bourbon Street at a very fast pace, and it was very intentional behavior.
Suspect was killed in a shootout with police. CBS's Katie Weiss.
We saw people on the ground getting help, both from first responders and from Good Samaritans. We saw people being put onto stretchers. It was terrifying.
President Biden says the FBI is investigating the incident as an act of terrorism. In a Truth Social post, President-elect Trump links the attack to illegal immigration. CBS News special report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
And 8:32 back here at KNX News. We had a chance to speak with security expert Paul Violas, and he tells us what's next for investigators about this deadly attack.
They have to follow legal protocol, and they have to be able to secure search warrants, home or homes, vehicle or vehicles, computers, cell phones, cell records. They need to examine email traffic, search engine traffic, text traffic, who he was speaking to, who he was aligned with, and how this came to be. That is going to be key. Before we come back and say this was a terrorist incident, this was not a terrorist incident.
And he says attacks like these can be prevented by putting up K-rails to stop vehicles from reaching crowds.
On the aftermath of that tragedy in New Orleans, city of Pasadena and a tournament of roses offering reassurance that security measures for today's parade, they're in place. Lisa Dedarian is with the city and tells us the parade route is well protected.
So we have very robust vehicle barriers that are along the parade route. Last year, we did have a lady in a vehicle that tried to cross a parade route, and these vehicles, or the vehicle barrier was able to stop her because she likely could have caused significant injury and or death based on her intent to cross a parade route during the parade.
Now more than 1,000 law enforcement officers, they're out there. They're on hand for the parade and for the game. City of Pasadena and the tournament have also expressed their condolences to the people of New Orleans.
Well, yeah, the floats, the bands, yeah, they're on the move in Pasadena right now. The 136th Rose Parade well underway. Our John Baird, he's there too, live on Colorado Boulevard with more. Hey, John, Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you as well. I'm at Colorado Boulevard in Arroyo Parkway, and assuming the parade started right about 8 o'clock, it took almost a half an hour for the floats to get here. And when everything started coming this way, people certainly were happy about it. And it has certainly warmed up in the last half hour. It was pretty cold overnight. Not as bad as we've seen in the past. Right next to me is Marcia from Laguna Niguel. What do you think? Have you been to the parade before?
We come every year. Yeah, we've been coming for 38 years.
What draws you out here every year? What is it?
Well, my husband watched the parade when he was a kid and always wanted to live here. And so now we live here, so we come every year to see the parade. And we're going to the game today because we're Buckeyes.
Wow.
We moved here from Ohio.
Oh, so you're knocking a two for one,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir. Yep. Yeah. Yep, yep.
So is it the floats? What is it that excites you the most out here?
I like the bands and the horses.
Yeah, but the bands are cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
You know, I had somebody tell me yesterday that when he saw it on TV, he thought the Rose Parade, when the bands went by, that was boring. But when he saw the parade in person, the bands were the best part. And it really is a lot of fun to see the bands rolling by. But the people are enjoying the day, and it, again, like I said, it's really warmed up already.
Hey, John, before we let you go, have you come across anybody that may have expressed concerns about their safety at the parade or had any concerns about it?
No, you know, it was surprising that, you know, I've talked to a number of people who, you know, maybe because they were getting up early and coming to the parade, most people didn't even know about it.
Yeah.
The ones that have said that they think, for the most part, that things are pretty safe to come to an event like this, but you never know. But everyone seemed to be feeling pretty good at the moment here.
All right, John, thank you.
All right, 8:35. Now, those Buckeyes, too, they are 2.5-point favorites to beat the Ducks this afternoon. That game at the Rose Bowl beginning at 2 o'clock.
Have money on that, Larry?
No, way too close. And Ohio State, I think they're coming for the Ducks, man. We'll have to wait and see. It's going to be tight.
It's going to be a good game.
A recent report says that some of the nation's worst commutes are right here in Southern California. U.S. Census Bureau grabbed numbers from 2022, claims nearly half of the 10 longest commutes for workers originate here. The agency says the commute between Palmdale and the city of L.A. with a round trip averaging more than 90 minutes a day tops the list, without traffic slowing you down, of course. High home prices have been pushing residents further away, though Palmdale is already becoming less affordable, too, as its population grows. Stockton and the Bay Area held the number 10 spot on the list, a round trip commute of more than an hour.
6-hour standoff with an attempted murder suspect has ended when the man is flushed from the apartment by tear gas put in by LAPD SWAT officers. Pete Demetria reports the suspect was not injured during the arrest.
The man wanted in connection with the shooting of a security guard at an employee of a Target store in downtown LA was spotted by a neighbor just after 11 in the morning. He tipped police to the man's location inside the apartment building on Ingraham Street just south of Wilshire Boulevard. Lieutenant Al Orozco with the media relations section said SWAT cleared the sixth floor of the building, focused on one apartment, and when the man failed to come out, four rounds of tear gas went. How long from that to the point where the man gave up?
As soon as the tear gas was put in the building, he came out immediately after.
No weapons, nothing else?
No weapons, no resistance, no use of force.
The man was evaluated by SWAT paramedics and then was taken in for booking on multiple felony charges. In downtown L.A., I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Man from Baldwin Park has been charged with the murders of his mother, brother, and sister. They were found stabbed to death at their home in Baldwin Park a day after Christmas. L.A. County DA's office yesterday also charged Kyle De Los Reyes with the special circumstance allegation of committing multiple murders. That means he could face life in prison or the death penalty. Officials say De Los Reyes also lived at the house on Bogart Street where the stabbings happened. He's being held without bail.
Well, a man has spent 37 years in prison after being wrongfully convicted of the murder of a Long Beach man. He's getting a $1 million settlement. City Council signed off on the payment last month. A man who's now 63 was wrongfully convicted of the 1982 murder. False testimony was involved there. In 2019, a judge avoided his conviction, citing withheld evidence and a jailhouse informant's pre-jury that undermined his right to a fair trial. Combined with a $3 million settlement from L.A. County, the man will get a $4 million total amount of money for his wrongful conviction and imprisonment.
Preparations underway now for the country's farewell to former President Jimmy Carter. President-elect Trump has confirmed he will attend the funeral. Carter died Sunday at the age of 100. CBS News reporter Mark Strassman with more from Carter's hometown of Plains, Georgia, where events begin this Saturday.
Andy Walker spent more than two decades as a friend, neighbor, and cook to the Carters. She'll be among the mourners here when public remembrances begin on Saturday.
What is it you'll miss most about him?
His charisma, his character, his love of everybody. The values that he brought into what made him such a powerhouse.
Carter's grandson, Jason Carter, will give one of the eulogies at the state funeral. Another one will be given by President Biden.
One of the last remaining survivors of the attack on Pearl Harbor has died.
His family says Harry Chandler died Monday at 103. Chandler was a hospital corpsman third class on December 7, 1941. He was raising a flag outside his mobile hospital on a hill overlooking the harbor when he saw the Japanese planes approaching and dropping bombs. He hopped in a truck and raced down the hill to help. He plucked oil-covered sailors from the water and washed them off. Chandler says he was too busy to be afraid. By one estimate, Chandler's death means 15 Pearl Harbor survivors are still alive. They are all 100 or older. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Tournament of Roses, City of Pasadena, they've released a statement extending their deepest sympathies to the people of Louisiana, the city of New Orleans, following this morning's tragic events there. The Rose Parade is underway, and there's some security concerns following the attack, and joining us live to talk about that. And, of course, all the festivities in Pasadena, the mayor of Pasadena, Victor Gordo. Good morning.
Well, hopefully you can hear us there. Mr. Mayor, are you with us?
I am.
Okay, great. Okay, well, a happy new year to you. Hope things are going well there. My first question for you is, if I'm going to the Rose Bowl this afternoon or I am a parade goer, should I feel safe and why?
You absolutely should feel safe. And as you can tell, the facilities are well underway here in Pasadena. We have security in every part of Pasadena, including the parade and, of course, the Rose Bowl season.
Mr. Mayor, where are you right now? I mean, it's obviously you're in the heart of everything. You're right next to the parade route, I take it.
No, I'm in the parade.
Oh, you are in the parade. That's even better.
I'm in the parade in the car with my friend Terry Cruz and longtime Dodger broadcaster Jaime Harin and family.
So what part, where on the route are you? Are you at the very beginning? Are you towards the middle? Where are you?
At the very beginning, right at Orange Grove.
So what kind of preparations and how long have they been going on in the lead up to these events happening today?
Well, they've been going on, the preparations have been going on all year long. Safety and security, traffic control, all of those things are thought of that are close. The stars are the float and the band, which you can hear.
Oh, we can hear. I hear a lot of people as you're going by. How long is the parade route now? Like, actually, not. We know how long the parade route is. How long is the actual parade? So if I'm sitting there watching it, is it an hour, 2 hours? What is it?
It's about an hour long if you're here in person. Just over an hour long.
And do you have a favorite float in the parade?
The mayor's float. The mayor's the worst float.
Why did I think that might have been the case?
Let me hear from the crowd here.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to have to sign off and wish you all a happy new year.
You got it.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. Mayor Victor Gordo of Pasadena, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate
it. We're turning the corner onto Colorado Boulevard. Happy new year, everyone. Come on out to Pasadena for the parade.
All right, we're watching it right now. We'll look for you and the mayor's float as well. Have a great happy new year and a safe one as well.
Pasadena Mayor Victor Gordo. He did bring up, Larry, when you asked the first question, that safety is their primary concern. I am hearing they did update their security measures in wake of the story that came out of New Orleans early this morning. And he did say, if you're going to the parade, if you're there now. You're safe.
Yeah, if you're going to the parade or you have plans to go to the Rose Bowl later on this afternoon, you should feel safe in going to that event as well.